Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, you be foe, lowers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and h, as give, n himself, for us an offering, and a sacrifice to God, for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication, sex, outside of marriage, and all uncleanness, or covetous, SS, greed, lusting, after things that belong to others. Let it not be once named among you, as becomes saints, neither filthiness, nor folly, sh-talking, nor joking, which are not appropriate, but rather giving of thanks. Because you know this, that one who chases a fetter prostitutes, nor unclean person, nor covetous, greedy man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let man deceive you with vain word s, because it is because of these things the wrath and judgment of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Therefore, do not be sipence with them, because you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, because the fruit of the Spirit is in goodness and righteousness and proving what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but wrath, hem, because it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are approved are revealed by the light, because whatever reveals is light. Therefore he said, awake you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. See to it that you walk discreetly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself, ves in psalms and hymns and spiritua, songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always or all things to God and the her in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as to the Lord, because the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and clean, see it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot, or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it shall be holy and without blemish. So, men to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, because no man ever yet hated his own body, but nourishes and cherishes it as the Lord the church, because we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. H. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even A. As himself, and the wife, C. that she respects her husband.